I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. You've probably seen headlines about this next story while scrolling Facebook, ironically. The company was at the center of yet another data scandal this week, and this one has pitted Facebook against another tech giant, Apple. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou is here to tell us about it.
So there's a story that's been developing over the past several days of this escalating war between Apple and Facebook. So what happened is that Facebook paid consumers to download this app that then allowed them to snoop on people's iPhone activity, and that violated Apple's policies. So a lot of the coverage of this story has been about how did they get consumers to do this, and also the fact that some of these consumers were as young as 13 years old. But to me, the most interesting part of all of this is Apple's response here. So basically, as punishment, they revoked Facebook's access to a whole bunch of apps that run on Apple's operating system. And that turns out to be a lot of very crucial apps that Facebook employees use internally to check the bus schedule on the Facebook campus or look at the lunch menu. And some more serious ones, too. Like, there were thousands and thousands of people who really could not do their jobs. And when you read about what Facebook offices around the world looked like the past couple of days, it's just scenes of chaos.
So this feels very much like a tech story, but in our editorial meeting, Lydia, you felt and argued that this is really a global story.
Yeah, so I think it is really a global story because you have these massive multinational tech corporations. They're based in the U.S., but they're operating in all different parts of the world. Governments in those parts of the world are trying to regulate them and to make sure people's data isn't misused, that there isn't too much fake news on the platforms, and all of those things. But those efforts haven't been going so well, really, anywhere in the world. And so now you have a company like Apple stepping in and saying, you know what, we're going to have to police ourselves a little bit because this is not working.
Taking the role of a government.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And it's not just Apple and Facebook that's in the news on this story. Google's also a part of this thing, too. Where does Google come into the picture?
So Google was doing a similar thing with a similar app, and Apple punished them. They took the same action that they took against Facebook. You know, it's interesting because Apple has consistently tried to distinguish itself from its peers as a company that really prioritizes privacy. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook speaking with HBO's Vice News Tonight in October of last year.
The way we go into product design, we challenge ourselves to collect as little as possible. And when we collect, we challenge ourselves to make it not identifiable. And we don't do things like we don't read your email. Right? We don't read your messages. You are not our product. We're not forming the detail profile and then allowing other companies to buy the opportunity to target you. That's not the business that we're in.
So Tim Cook has been taking jabs at Facebook for a while now over their data practices. And what happened this week, I would say, is Apple's most aggressive move to date, and it kind of sets a new precedent here. So I spoke with Bruce Schneier about this. He's a security technologist who teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School, and I asked him what he makes of Apple's move.
I think it is a big deal. I think the industry was surprised simply because these companies tend to work together behind the scenes, cooperate, and for there to be this kind of really open war is a new chapter. And I think we are going to increasingly see these companies take actions against each other.
So I get that what Google and Facebook have done did violate Apple's rules, and so Apple took action. But were any laws broken, and is anything being done about that?
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see on that. But likely European and U.S. lawmakers are going to be looking at this incident to answer that question. But regardless of what happens, Marco, we know that action from the government takes a long time. I mean, you know, every time someone from Facebook has to testify in front of some congressional committee or parliamentary committee, I'm in the studio telling you about it.
Right.
It's happened time after time after time. And so these things take a long time. And it's not clear that slapping fines on these massive companies, even if they're fines in the tens of millions of dollars, is actually meaningful punishment, given how wealthy these companies are. And I think Apple's move actually caused much more damage this week than a fine ever could.
Yeah, so companies, tech companies now kind of taking and stepping into the role of governments. That's crazy. The world's Lydia Manolidu. Thanks very much.
Wait, Marco, Lydia and I want to tell you one more thing.
Okay, this is the world's Brandy Fullwood.
So Monday will be the 15th anniversary since Facebook launched.
Wow, 15 years. I remember FaceMash. Somebody I knew got a copy of that. That led to the Facebook, which led to Facebook. Anyway, yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, and Marco, Brandy and I have been talking to people from different parts of the world, Sri Lanka, Myanmar,
Nairobi, to see how Facebook has changed them.
And really how it's changed everything we do for the good and the bad.
Facebook is part of our DNA. It's historically unprecedented that one company is so inextricably entwined in our socio-political life, in our day-to-day activities, in our day-to-day conversations.
So we're really looking forward to that on Monday. Anything else?
Yes, one more thing. If you go to the world's Facebook page, you can tell us how you still use Facebook today as a global tool, whether that's talking to family or friends or using groups. Just let Lydia and me know.
The world's Brandy Fullwood and Lydia Emanuelidou. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Marco.
Marco.